Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
She was sitting three rows behind me, and there was nobody between me and her, just empty seats. And all of a sudden, I heard the greatest commotion, and I turned around to look, and it was two. This woman had gone crazy, and it was two big men trying to hold her arms, and she was throwing them off like they were nothing. She probably weighed 150, they weighed 180 to 200 apiece. They couldn't hold her. They were trying to hold her down. She was just going crazy. And finally, one got a hold of each arm as tight as he could hold. And this woman raised her foot up and kicked the seat in front of her. And they were in that church we were in, they were steel back seats, and they do not fold over. But that one did. It folded it over. She did it with one foot with one kick. Well, it took a deliverance to get that woman free from that devil. After we got her set free from that demon, my nephew, which was 40 years old, 20-something years younger than me, and outweighs me by about 20 or 30 pounds, I told him, I said, Chuck, let's straighten the back of that seat up. We went over there, and he and I together, pushing on it with hands and feet, could not even begin to bend that seat. Two big men. But yet one woman with one foot laid it over. Isn't that awesome? When a demon manifests in you, if he's in you, he can do great and awesome things. So this example we've got here, and these are both these women were Christians too, by the way. So when people says, hey, you don't have to sweat it if you're a Christian, you don't have to sweat it. I'm telling you, somebody lied to you. That's not true. But anyway, these two men here that were out here in these tombs, can you imagine this scene? You know, I mean, these men run around, the Scripture says, in the other translations of it, or the other interpretations of it in Mark and Luke, these men run around out there without any clothes on, screaming, cutting themselves, and all kinds of crazy things. So what does demons do to people? Devastating things. They make you do things you won't do in your right mind. I guarantee you. So that when you learn who the enemy is, it's easy to get people's lives changed. So we see what the devil can do to people as you see this example here. And just look, those demons that was in those two men, when Jesus cast those demons out, how many hogs did they go into? How many? The whole herd. Does anybody remember reading in the other scriptures, the whole herd of swine over in the Mark and Luke, anybody remember how many hogs there was? 2,000. 2,000 hogs, and all of the hogs ran down into the sea and drowned. Well, I mean, the thing about it is, first of all, a demon is a spirit being. A demon cannot do any damage to the earth except he be in the body of something that's physical on the earth. Now, they're looking for a house. Now, they're looking for a house of a human being. That's what they'd rather be in, because they can satisfy their wild and violent desires of either alcohol, drugs, nicotine, sex, or anything else greater if they're in a human being than they can in an animal. You know, when I learn these things, I'm reading the scriptures and learning these things and beginning to just believe this at face value. Several years ago, when my daughter was a little girl, she had a kitten that she kept. She got her and her mother went to town one day and come home with a little kitten, and it was a girl kitty. And so a few months later, a year later, whatever, this girl kitty now got four or five little babies in our house, see? So my daughter wanted to keep two of them. So she kept one boy and one girl. I said, okay, if you keep the girl, you're going to have her fixed before she can't have no babies, because we don't want no more cats. So she did. But this girl cat, from the day she grew up where you could touch her, she would scratch you, she'd spew at you. But this little boy cat, you could pick him up and hold him, rub him, he's gentle, he would never hurt you, nothing. And all the days of that life of that cat, as that cat was growing up and got full grown, my daughter, I don't know why she even kept her, she called her Tylene, and the girl, but she could never touch her. She wouldn't get close to her. She could be sitting out eating out of the feeder, and you could walk out the door, and the kid would turn around and look at you with the wildest green eyes, and you start to work, and she'd run. One day I come home, and I'd been studying all this, and I thought, I walked around the corner there, and there was Tylene sitting up on the feeder eating, and I looked up there in those wild green eyes, and I said, Tylene, I know what's wrong with you, girl. You got a demon. I'd just been reading about these hogs and what they was doing and running down into the sea. And I looked over and I said, Tylene, in the name of Jesus, I command that demon of hell that's tormented you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave that cat right now in Jesus' name. And I said, devil, I won't have it no other way because I'm a son of God and I have got authority over you and you know it. So that cat's free in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord. I walked right up there. She walked right out of my arms, and I let her, petted her. I set her down, and she was so gentle. And that afternoon, my daughter come in, and Tylene went out and met her and jumped up in her arms. She come running out with her arms. She said, Daddy, what happened to Tylene? But I said, that's all right, honey. She went through a deliverance. But my daughter, at about 6 or 8 years old, didn't have a clue what that meant. But until that cat died, she was the gentlest cat, just like that other one. What made the difference in that cat's life? I've done something by faith that I can't see. I believe what the Word of God says. Now then, do you know how much faith it takes to look a wild cat in the eye and say, you demon of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus? If somebody had walked around the corner, they'd have said, boy, that guy's lost it. But when I cast a demon out of somebody, like I did Judy Prince down there within 1 week of dying on her deathbed, when I walked up there and anointed her with oil, and I spoke some of these same scriptures, I said, Satan, you spirit of cancer, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of this lovely woman right now in the name of Jesus and go back to the pit of hell from where you came from. I'm speaking the healing power of Jesus in you, and Jesus clearly told me now that you have to get well. So I said, you're well. Get up off of that chair in the name of Jesus. And that woman got up and was healed. Right before our very eyes. Now, a woman that was 1 week from dying and 5 months later is on fire for Jesus, healthy, going and taking her bottle of oil and her Bible and trying to get all of her in-laws saved and everybody is sick, healed. I mean, something happened, right, Jane? You see what happens? When you begin to see these things for yourself, you begin to say, hey, this stuff really works. It really works. And it does really work. But now, if you don't believe it, it won't work. But I'm showing you who the devils are and what they can do to us. Now let's go on down there in Matthew chapter 10, verses 1, and I want to show you verse 1, and then we'll go on to 7 and 8. Matthew 10, 1, and then 7 and 8. And I want to show you where, and Jesus called His disciples unto Him, His 12 disciples, and He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, what did He do to His disciples? What kind of power did He give them? He gave them all power to cast out demons and to heal all kinds of sickness and disease. And then in verse 7, He says, now, you go and preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the devils. Freely you have received and freely give. Now, isn't it amazing what He told them to do? And He told them to do that. And I want us to keep all these things in mind. And then in Matthew chapter 13, verse 18, I want to show you what the devil will do to you when you receive, when you hear these things. Ma'am? Matthew 13, verse 18. Just a couple of pages over to the right. Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. The Lord gave us a tremendous parable here. Until I learned this verse right here, I used to never be able to remember the Word of God. For some reason, I'd go to church or I'd go to Sunday school class and I would hear the Word of God taught or I would go home and I would read it or whatever. And I know none of y'all have ever done this like I have, but I used to go to church and the pastor would have a great message this morning. And I would sit there and say, boy, that's an awesome message. I'm going to remember that. I can use that. And that afternoon we go to dinner somewhere and somebody says, where you been, Thurman? I said, I've been to church. What did your pastor speak on this morning? Man, he had an awesome message. Well, tell me about it. I can't remember what was the topic. I can't even remember the topic of his message this morning. I know none of y'all ever done that besides me, right? We're going to show you why that happens to you. In Matthew 13, 18, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, which is Satan and his demons, and catcheth away that which was sown in your heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Now, how in the world does Satan send a demon into your mind or your heart to steal words out of your mind? I don't know. But the Scripture says he can do it. And unless you've not been like me, but I think all of y'all have been like me, I think you've heard the word. I think you've had people come up to you and say, look, sister or brother, this is a great and awesome word. I'm going to repeat this verse to you 5 times. You've got to remember this. And you repeat it to them, say, repeat that verse back to me. And you do it 2 or 3 times. And you say, man, that is an awesome verse. I'm never going to forget that. And you next morning you wake up and somebody says, what was that verse? And you can't remember the first word of that verse. You've been there, Fred, you pray. I see you're laughing there. You've been there just like me. Guess who steals that away from you? The devil. Now, I don't understand how he does that, but the Scripture says he does that. So, we need to learn what we can do to keep him from doing that. And then in verse 37 and 38 and 39 on down there in that same chapter, he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. And the enemy that soweth them is the devil. And the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. So we know for sure who the evil one is. It's the devil. That's who he's put there. Now then, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 14, let's go on just a little bit further on these enemies. 17:14. We'll start there in 17:14, and we'll go on down through verse 21. And it says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, or an epileptic. And he is sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Now then, after what this verse 17, I want you to think about what Jesus might say to us today. Because look what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you or put up with you? Bring him hither to me.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.